worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Welcome one, welcome all to the podcast that will cause your sanity to collapse faster than Afghanistan. Yes, it is a freak accident, the best mistake ever. Definitely a better mistake than going to Afghanistan in the first place. Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. Our email address, if you'd like to reach out to us, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Are you listening, President Biden? I can give you advice. I am the host of this unfortunate experiment. I'm Crisco, and I'm joined by normally three other hosts. Today, we only have two. We have Kara here.
I like how you always say it's freakaccident.com, that's the letter A, because someone is going to put in like you.
Yeah, right.
Freakaccident.com.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they
probably would. You literally have to spell it out for people. It has to be literally spelled out.
We're called freakaccident.
Freakaccident. I mean, that is also incredibly accurate for our show.
It's true, actually. So.
But yes. Makara's here. Mickey is here. Glowing unicorn horn at all. We're very... Mm-hmm. You know, she's honoring us with this display today. I got
it.
It
was for TikTok.
It was for TikTok.
She's peacocking.
Yeah. You got to do it for the talk. TikTok. That, of course, means, though, in an unusual display, because normally he's one of the more, I guess, reliable members of the show when it comes to attendance. Lazy E is not here.
Lazy E holds up to 9,000 studs.
Some accomplishment of his.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's not here. We will forge on without him, though. We still have a good show lined up, I think. We'll make do in his stead.
It's going to be interesting.
I know.
Yeah, Mickey, it will be interesting. It'll be very interesting.
Yeah, Mickey.
Thank you very much.
Jeez.
You got to see it. She's right before we cracked the mics. Mm-hmm. She was saying, what did she say? Oh, I'm stuck on myself.
Yeah.
Like, you got your shirt tangled on something.
I did.
And her comment was, I'm stuck on myself. And Kara and I are both just kind of like, well.
Yeah.
Of course, the mic wasn't recording for that.
Never when it's Mickey.
Yeah.
Only for me.
Yeah. We do have a new drop. Speaking of you,
great.
And drops. I got myself a box of balls.
Oh, yeah, that's not me.
For the first time in a while, it isn't Kara generating the drops.
Yes. We get together to kiki.
where's my favorite one of all
time? I know
what
it is.
Ugh. Yeah.
Doing it. Doing it.
Well, I do like that one.
Yeah, baby. It's so good. Yum, yum.
That's,
yum.
That's
so many
one.
Of them.
There are. There's just, like I said, she's a drop factory, that one. Mickey doesn't normally give us drops to work with. She normally doesn't talk that much.
Mm. Correct.
Every once in a while, though.
Still trying to think through this poo.
Yep.
Why were you thinking through poo? Yeah.
I don't remember.
What was the circumstances of that statement?
You expect me to remember that from how many years ago?
So wait, you don't remember things now either?
When did I ever?
She doesn't know stuff. She doesn't remember stuff.
That's because she's thinking through poo.
That's true. Yeah. There's just turds in between her ears.
How can you possibly remember anything?
I don't know. But yeah, no, that's going to be a good show tonight. It'll be better, at least, than, like, you know, the tarmac at Dubai Airport.
Oh, my gosh.
Abu Dhabi Airport, wherever airport that is.
We're not going into politics.
No, we're not
talking about something else.
We're not talking about that on the show. We don't have a segment dedicated to it.
No.
But we are kind of talking
about
it.
No, we're not.
We've already referenced it.
No.
It's the biggest thing happening in the world right
now. I want
to
talk about how you're going to run this game show later.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fantastic. Because
obviously Lazy McE is not here. So who the host is going to be is anyone's guess.
No. Great.
Could be anyone.
That means.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be an old school radio character with an accent and everything.
Oh, boy.
Did you like practice something today for that?
Probably.
Listen, I practice a lot of weird things in the mirror. I practice arguments that I'll never have with people that I'll never see again, plotting out how I would win said argument just given the chance. And yeah, the rest of the time it's goofy accents. So, you know, a little glimpse into my private life.
It's good to know.
Kara, what's new in your private life besides everything? Because you've had quite a busy week. Your wires are all crossed.
Yes.
Beginning with the fact that you now have to wake up like a normal human being in
the morning.
I don't
know how people do it. It's awful. It's so bad.
Because I don't know if we've established that on the show that your favorite thing is sleeping.
It is.
You sleep until like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You wake up, transition to the couch where you nap with Timmy, and it's just the sleep just continues.
And then occasionally I go to work, and it's like, I'm basically sleeping there anyway.
So
not anymore.
Yeah, at least now your perspective or your new employer knows what they're in for. You know, you're just going to be napping at your desk.
Oops.
But you've had a lot going on, though.
Yeah, busy week. I'm training my replacements and finishing my job at the bowling center. Then I'm also covering an on-air shift, which is actually 2 on-air shifts back to back. And I'm training for my new job at the radio station. Ah. So I'm basically working 3 jobs this week, and it's just so great.
Technically, it's 4, because even at the bowling center, you're doing your own job and you're training.
Oh,
that's like 2 jobs.
It is 4. Yep.
Then at the radio company, you're training and you're doing air shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And technically, like you said, it's 2, so it's actually 5.
Oh my gosh, it's 5 jobs. Thanks. I am so busy.
Only a week.
And she needs to wake up at
8 a.m.
7 o'clock in the morning.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, you have to be to work at 8.
Yeah. That will. And
how
I'm getting
terrible.
I'm getting up at 7 so I could be ready to work from home at 8 because it takes that long to know what's happening. Waking up and it's back and forth.
Here.
And I wake up. I see the alarm and I'm like, and I actually set an alarm on my Fitbit so it like vibrates on my hand.
You wear your Fitbit to bed?
Yeah.
Well, it tracks
your sleep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so weird.
That's a whole. There's a whole.
No, I don't want to know anymore. I don't want to know. Nope. Good.
Well, I set that alarm so it vibrates on me, and that doesn't sound good.
drops. Everybody.
And then I set a real alarm.
Indeed.
And then I still go back to sleep without resetting another alarm, which is gonna backfire one of these days. But so far. So good.
Eventually you get up.
Eventually I make my way to the couch and still sit with Timmy because I'm going to be from home for a little while. So that's all good.
Okay, so you're still, how are you training for the new job when everything's still remote there?
We're doing it on meetings, Microsoft Meet or something, or Google Meet or one of those things.
Yeah.
Oh, Google Meet.
Or one of those things where
Whatever
I can see the desktop of the
Microsoft
other person.
Teams. Is that the one?
Maybe.
It's one of those. It's the purple one.
Okay.
I'm really high tech. I know so many things about computers, obviously.
She knows a lot about TikTok, as we saw in action earlier.
And
more than I do.
It's more, I should,
it's my job.
I should paint a picture for the listener. That's, you know, when Kara's trying to figure out how to do a TikTok, she has this thing where, like, she narrates everything that she's doing, and she asks herself questions, which she then follows up with answers. And it's really remarkable. I mean, you know, you do eventually figure it out.
Yeah.
So there's a method to the madness, but there's an ocean of madness to cross in order to get to that.
Well, it's okay. I do the same thing, Kara.
Yeah, when
it's
I was
fine.
In school, like if I had to study for a test, I didn't just read it. I would read it out loud.
Sure.
Because I had to like read it and hear it. And then if it was a really hard test, I would sleep with the closed book under my pillow because that makes it
osmosis.
Not open because then you forget everything. It's got to be closed.
I'm just picturing you, like, as I know you now, like, sitting at a desk in class during the test and it's like it's all quiet in the room. And Kara's just sitting there. She's just like, find the value of X. This is just ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Like all the people around her are just like looking like, what the freaking heck?
But that's the thing. When I did that insurance test a couple months ago, you're not allowed to talk out loud.
Oh my gosh.
I did not know that until the day of the test. I talk out loud when I read things, and I'm like trying to.
Do you put your finger under each word too while you're reading?
You couldn't move. They took because it's supposed to be. I forget what the word is. A proctored test. They're supposed to be.
Well, yeah, somebody's supposed to watch you do house. It. Yeah.
Right. So they're testing this out through the computer. So they make you zoom the camera around the whole room that you're in, show under the desk that you're working on. You're not allowed to speak. You're not allowed to move for the whole duration of the test because now it's on a computer and the person is trying to watch you through a computer.
So hypothetically then their whole thing is like, okay, you're looking around the room to make sure there's nobody there with you who's
or
providing
that you've written
you
answers on the wall.
So
if
you're, because hypothetically I'm already thinking, me with my, you know, genius cheater brain, I'm thinking like, you know, you're sitting there, you're like, yeah, what is the square value of X? And then somebody in the next room is like, the square value of X is 14,
sure,
you know?
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, perfect, you know? Yeah. You could, like, have, like, code if you're talking.
It was really hard. It was really hard not to be able to talk out loud and answer myself.
It was really hard. Yeah, that was totally clean.
Mm-hmm. I got so excited about that.
That's all Kara. She sniffs out drops now. She's like a pig finding truffles in the forest.
I couldn't be, like, a drug-sniffing dog, like a cool thing.
No.
I had to be a pig.
Hey, truffles are delicious.
They are.
Don't you short sell the fine work of those pigs. She just sniffs out the drops now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
So,
but you, now, you've got a new job, though, too, Mickey.
Yeah, right? I'm at Home Depot now.
What do you do there?
Merchandising.
What is that? Like, specifically that role. I don't know what a
merchandiser
loading
all
does.
Of the shelves with all of the products.
Oh, so you stock shelves.
Yep.
Okay, and you face
nice
shelves.
And easy. Make it pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what time do you get up?
Well, I have determined that I now need to get up at like 4:30 in the morning because...
Why? That's insane. I get up
I
at
have
5
to,
and I feel like
oh
that's
my
too
God.
Early.
Be there I have to be there for 6, but I have learned that I like to take my sweet time in the morning now. Because like 4:30, I normally get up usually between like 4:30, 5:30 anyways. So that's not that big of a deal. It's just usually I have more free time. And now I'm trying to make a new schedule. So now I'm kind of like, well.
Choice. I came home the other day and said to Golfer, wow, days are so much longer when I get up before noon.
Stop whining.
I mean, yeah, they are. Imagine that. There's more daylight on the front side of your...
Yeah, like this week is going by so much slower because I'm experiencing so many more hours than I normally would.
Imagine that.
It's a lot to take in.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Just all new experiences.
Yeah.
Think of all those extra things you could be accomplishing in those hours. No. You know, were you awake?
Nope. I will tell you, I asked a question one day, like as a topic of conversation, if you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with that time to keep yourself occupied? And I said I would choose to sleep anyway. I'd make it happen. I would force it. So
she would tape her eyes close and just, like cram
probably
cotton into her ears.
Really enjoy it. Yeah. That's just really great.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, I get up at 5 every morning. Well, today I slept until 6 because last night I discovered at 32 years old that tequila and work nights do not go hand in hand.
Ooh, say what?
Yeah. No, I went out last night with one of my best friends who I have not seen since before the pandemic. He and I went out, we got drinks, we caught up on everything, and we might have done multiple shots of tequila and or Jameson.
Oh,
that's bad mix.
Ew.
And I had multiple...
Are you doing cement mixers too?
Gosh.
No, Mickey, I don't drink cement. That's insane.
I mean,
it would solidify in my stomach, and that's just bad for digestion. Stupid idea.
Sounded close to cement. Right? No? Sort of.
What are you getting at?
Just saying. I don't drink anymore, so it's not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you really quit altogether?
I seriously still haven't had a drink. And I wanna, now it's like I've gone so long.
Why bother going back?
And it's not hard to, like, not do it. So it's kind of like, well...
Well, if you did drink now, you'd be loopy.
I know. It wouldn't take much.
Yeah.
I'm getting loopy on energy drinks.
Well,
two sips of
reading?
One energy drink.
What were you reading downstairs earlier? The ingredients?
Yeah.
And she's like, let's see. Poison, 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 poison.
I'm much healthier now.
Yeah, imagine that. They're just able to sell cans of poison on the shelves with no repercussions.
It's amazing.
It's wild.
Yeah.
I love this country. Capitalism. Anyway, on the show today, we've got quite a lineup of items here. This was an interesting story. It actually made me cringe the other day when I saw the story on the news. That was an animal handler who was rescued by, guests, actually, at the animal enclosure.
Yeah.
All that habitat, whatever it was. Very, very scary moment, but we'll have that. We're going to take a personality test that Kara has been kind enough to provide us with. Mm-hmm. We're going to play Figure Out the Fall.
Premieres.
And we're going to find out who the host is going to be. Very exciting stuff.
Oh boy.
10 behind the scenes moments from movie sets. Interesting little things. And a man gave his resignation in a hilarious fashion. Lazy E has demanded that we include that on the show this week. So we have to do it. Let's get to it on this episode of Freak Accident.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz, that sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
We take you to an animal enclosure.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah. It was an animal trainer. I didn't pick that. Lazy E did. You can complain to him. He's still he's still producing from a distance.
All the animal songs.
That's what he picked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I'm kind of disappointed.
Well, you can send your complaints to lazye@afreakaccident.com. Anyway, we go now to West Valley City, Utah.
Utah,
indeed.
Utah.
That's the letter U, because otherwise it's Utah. We take you to the Scales and Tails, I guess it's like an animal park.
Yeah.
It's a reptile center, as it's described here. Mm-hmm. We have one of those near here, Claws and Paws. Mm-hmm. There's another, there's Clyde Peeling's Reptile Land, which is like... It's like an educational center that you go to mm-hmm. where you learn about the animals. They usually have live specimens is probably not
sure.
The right word,
yeah.
They got the creatures there for you to go and observe and learn things from. You get lizard. You don't like lizards
or snakes
no, or any of those things.
Spiders.
Have you ever been to a
bugs?
Zoo?
Yeah.
Did you like
zoos.
The zoo?
Yeah,
you just didn't
the fuzzy animals.
Oh,
she
right.
Yeah,
likes
the fluffy cute
guys.
Ones.
Yeah, the ones that look like her dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not the scaly, slimy kinds.
Ew. No.
All right. In a video captured by... Now, this was a kid's birthday party,
yes.
too, that was going on here as well. Mickey was the one that actually brought this story to our attention. And no, I don't want to buy ad space right now. Thank you very much.
Darn.
Go ahead and skip past that. There we go. All right. Now, she was filming at the self-described educational entertainment company. There was an alligator instructor.
Oh, no.
Okay, is what I guess this lady's title is. Alligator instructor.
I can just picture her up there with, like, a chalkboard and, like, yeah. the pointy, whatever those things are called.
This is how you do
pointers.
The death roll.
Yeah.
So she was working with an alligator, I guess, and she was attempting to guide the thing back into the water after it climbed out of the water and up onto a platform. While all this is happening, there's a bunch of children standing behind the glass, like, watching this go down.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids are safe. Yeah,
okay.
There's no way.
The instructor then signs a command, and this video will be up at our website, I assume, freakaccident.com. The instructor signs a command signaling for the alligator to retreat back into the water, which immediately makes me think, like, because dolphin trainers mm-hmm. train the dolphins to respond to verbal and visual
right.
cues, you can train an alligator?
Yes.
That's fascinating to me. I had no idea that
Except
you could do
that.
Except
this alligator was apparently stubborn.
Well, this one was. But, I mean, I'm still crazy about the fact that... Because they're basically dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
They've been on Earth since the dinosaur period. I mean, I would have thought that they would just be, like, too cool for school. You know, like, you try to teach an alligator something, he don't care. He's busy.
Yeah,
he's busy being really, really still waiting for a bird to land in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
so that he can clamp down and end that bird's life.
Or waiting for an instructor to put their hand up in the air.
Right, yeah, which is exactly what happened. So she apparently gave the alligator the whatever sign language alligator speak. You know, it's like one of these.
The wrong one.
Yeah, to retreat back into the water while the children were watching. Instead of retreating, the alligator suddenly latched onto the handler's hand.
Nope.
Just clamped down. Solid too in the video, like got her right up the forearm.
But this is the thing, she was cool as cucumber.
What?
When this alligator clamped on her arm.
Oh yeah.
She just went with it.
Yeah.
Not a scream, not a peep. I'm like, oh wow.
Well, she actually did the smart thing in that what they tell you to do is don't try and pull away.
Correct.
Because that's
right.
How it tears and rips.
Sure.
So she went toward the gator, but meanwhile the gator started pulling her back into the water.
My gosh.
He started inching back in. So immediately you're thinking, okay, like if this thing does not release her hand, it's going to pull her into the water, and that's going to be the end of her.
Yeah,
right. You know, that this is how they kill zebras.
Yes,
you ever watch Nat Geo? This is exactly how it goes down. He began to thrash and twist deeper into the tank. The husband of the woman who filmed the video, his name is Donnie Wiseman. A hero, really, jumped or went around the glass.
Yep.
And jumped into the tank.
Oh my gosh.
Climbed right on top of the alligator's back.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yep. And began trying to pry the jaws open.
I have chills.
Yeah, that takes some nads.
No kidding. I'd be like, somebody has a da da da. Like, it would be useless.
Which,
I'd be useless.
Which was going.
Lyrical woman. I could do that. I could do that. I could do
that. That's all it would be.
Yeah. So this guy jumped in, was able to wrestle the handler's hand away from the alligator along with another guest. Now this other guy came in and he just kind of was like,
they walked in at the same time.
Yeah.
One went in the tank to get on top of the gator, and the other one was talking to the handler to find out
what do we need to do.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
So the handler is coaching both of them on how to get the gator to let go of her hand. But it really is just like one of those moments, like, you know, power people when
sure.
they come
yeah.
together and the things that they can do.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So he was able to get onto the animal's back while they all worked on, I guess, opening the gator's jaws. Moments later, the gator released the hand from the grip. And she got out of the other guy helped her out of
right.
the water immediately. Meanwhile, our boy Weissman is now
on top of the gator.
Piggyback on a gator.
Oh my gosh, so what does he do?
So it's like the danger is gone. Meanwhile, now I'm like, okay, I have this horribly violent dinosaur underneath me. What do I do, right? So she then gave him instructions, the trainer,
mm-hmm.
then gave him instructions on how to safely dismount from the alligator.
Oh my god. What do they feel like? Like their skin? Does it feel like a bunch of rocks?
Probably.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, they're all scales and muscle.
Right?
That's all that they are. That's why their meat is so Ooh. Delicious. You ever have alligator meat?
Yeah.
No.
It's so tasty.
Alligator soup.
It's so tasty. But anyway, he
it's
was
good.
All right.
Stop making faces.
Tastes like chicken?
It does.
Kind
actually.
Of, yeah.
yeah.
I was waiting.
Most things taste like chicken. It's
yeah.
funny, right? So he was able to get off the alligator, and then she was sent to the hospital. I guess she's expecting to regain the full use of her hand,
right.
which is
wow.
a miraculous thing, considering it was in a gator's jaw.
Yeah.
But everybody got out of there, you know, without too much harm being done. But that's, man, terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolutely terrifying.
Yes.
You ever been?
Why are you looking at me?
You ever been to one of those shows and see something like that happen?
No, not in real life.
Because I've seen on those shows where it's like, what is it, you know, Impossible Videos or whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about? Those old shows where it was like, you know, oh, here's like a crazy car accident that was caught on tape, or like, you know, some stunt performance gone horribly wrong.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I guess.
And they'll show like, you know, people doing those shows.
Yeah.
I remember the one time this guy was doing, he was like a... an alligator show or whatever. They did like a show with gators, and like the gator's jaw was open and the guy was doing a thing where he was like sticking his head in the jaw. And the thing was, is it was a, it, he, I guess normally he wipes the sweat from his brow. He didn't that time, so when he stuck his head in, the sweat drips onto the alligator's tongue, which triggers the clamp.
Oh my gosh.
So it just clamped right down on the dude's skull, and I'm like, hey, great. You can actually see the teeth sink into the skull, and I'm like, yeah. Man, why would you even do this to begin with?
Who is this
entertaining, watching somebody stick his head in an alligator's open mouth?
Shock and awe. No. Shock and awe.
Yeah, those people were shocked.
And
that was an awful experience. But yeah, it's just good to see that everybody got out harmlessly. But yeah, the big thing was, like Mickey said, yeah, totally just cool. Yeah, no screaming, no freaking out, no, oh my God, just like, you know, whatever. Like, this is just another day at work, really.
But like, even the way that the kids acted, the parents acted, like, because it was a pretty big group of people all in all, and they were all very calm. Very like, this is what you do, that's what you do, this is what you do, and we're good.
The kids were just like watching it like it was an episode of SpongeBob. Like, they didn't even freak out or anything.
Nope.
I'm like, man, I'd have been hysterical if I was one of those kids.
Right? I would have been hysterical as an adult.
Is that rain?
It is rain.
I thought somebody was making popcorn in the room somewhere. I was gonna be like, what's happening?
I brought my mini popcorn maker.
So what's the lesson here is...
Yeah. Don't become an alligator trainer.
Right, basically. Yeah. Just leave the gators alone. How about that? Don't try and train them. They will eat you.
Let them live their lives.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
I've got multiple personalities. Is that what the words are?
Close enough. Yeah. We weren't just playing that because CM Punk is probably going to be debuting on AEW this Friday. That's not the only reason. The reason is because we're taking a personality test. This is the Jung typology test.
Mm-hmm. Super fancy.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Jung.
Carl Jung?
I have no idea.
Rhymes with dung.
It's the poop personality.
How much of a poopy person are you?
The first question is...
Well, incidentally, the first question is something that's already making me regret that we have to take this test together.
Yeah.
Because we have to do that.
Okay.
But we're going to give...
So it is going to be multiple personalities.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Listener, if you want to take this, humanmetrics.com is the place you can go. Let us know what your results are, freaksitofreakaccident.com. In the meantime, we'll give you a glimpse into our psyche by taking this. Starting off with the first question. You are almost never late to your appointments.
I would have to say no. I am always late. So I don't know what I don't know where you guys want to fall. Somewhere in the middle, because I'm always late.
What are our options?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Uncertain. No. And no.
So, yeah. So take my no and then average it with whatever you guys are going to say.
Uncertain.
Uncertain.
Yeah.
Because that's about as moderate as it's going to get.
You're on time most of the time, right?
Like 90% of the time.
Okay. So considering how often you're on time, how often Kara is not on time, and how I tend to flip-flop between on time or not on time, I think uncertain is probably the best bet here.
Okay.
All right. So we'll go with uncertain. You like to be engaged in an active and fast-paced job.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
Like the small letter, yes.
Small yes?
Yeah.
Not big yes?
No.
All right, yeah, I can kind of agree with that, too. Like, if it's too
boring. I like having stuff to do.
Me too.
The days drag if there's not stuff going on.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you're just looking for stuff to do. Like, that's murderous to your energy, to your creativity.
Yep.
You enjoy having a wide circle of acquaintances.
No.
I don't know. No opinion, maybe. Or unopinionated, or whatever.
So we're going to go with uncertain on that, then?
Was that how you feel?
I mean, I would say I don't have a huge circle of acquaintances. Well,
acquaintances,
I guess.
Acquaintances.
I know a lot of people.
Yeah.
Do you want to know a lot of people?
Well, it depends on my motivation for wanting to know them. If it means getting more leads for real estate, yes, I want to know as many people as possible. Yeah. But, like, insofar as, do I have to keep track of these people? Not really.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I was thinking. So I like having a nice, close little group of friends that know me and know things. And then I don't mind having, like, a lot of like splashes of acquaintances all over the place because I don't have to focus on that too much.
Yeah. Adds flavor to life.
Mickey doesn't want to know anybody.
No, yeah, exactly.
Mickey, she doesn't know.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be seen by anybody, heard
you
by anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll stick with uncertain because
it's. I like it.
Yeah. I would say yes. You're leaning yes.
Yeah.
She's hard no. Right. So we'll just
uncertain.
Stick with uncertain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You feel involved when watching TV soaps.
No.
What?
Well, Mickey, you'd have to watch television first in order to really be able to get this joke.
No, I don't think so.
You are usually the first to react to a sudden event, the telephone ringing, or an unexpected question. Like, you're the first person to answer.
Nope.
First
no.
Person to get up.
Definitely not.
Yeah,
not.
No. I usually will wait, and I will judge whoever is the person who steps forward to do the thing.
Right.
Because I'm like, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
You
or I'll be like,
me?
Go answer the door.
I'm too busy in the middle of my third nap.
Yeah.
I cannot be bothered to
I
get up for anything.
I can't do that.
You feel that the world is founded on compassion.
Nope.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, we could say hard no on that
one. The world is founded on bitter anger
unfortunately.
And disdain, mutual disdain. Not that that's a good thing.
Nope.
But... you think that everything in the world is relative.
I do.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because it's all on your perspective is how most things are.
Context can really change the meaning of anything.
Sure.
And there was a fun like language exercise that I was privy to recently where the person said a sentence and they put the emphasis on each word in the sentence and it completely changed the meaning of the sentence each time they did it. And I'm
sure.
Like, man, like that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why like anytime somebody says something and a bunch of people are like quick to be like, wag a finger at it. It's like, you don't know what the context of this was necessarily.
Nope.
So I'm going to say, yeah, you believe everything in the world is relative. That's a hard yes.
Yeah,
then,
hard
right?
yes, I
yep.
think.
Okay.
Yes.
Strict observance to the established rules is likely to prevent attaining a good outcome. So strict observance of the established rules will prevent a good outcome.
So being a rule follower, like really hardcore,
will prevent
you from
outcome?
Doing something good, a good result.
I suppose it depends on what... Well, there's the world being relative again.
Sure.
Right? Although it depends on what the rules are.
Right.
I would say that's uncertain, probably.
Yeah.
Because, like, depending. Right?
Yeah.
Or do you think...
Well, no, yeah, no, that is... Yeah, because it's... I feel like more rules, generally speaking, become oppressive.
Right.
It's like less rules is better. It allows for more creative thinking and fluidity. But at the same time, it depends on what the rules
right,
are.
And what it applies to.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it is difficult to get you excited.
That's what she said.
Well, in that way, no. But in a more general sense, no, also. I'm very easy. I pop easily. Like, you know, things will get me, you know, it's very easy to entertain me, to make me laugh, make me, you know, engage me.
And
I'm like,
going to say no, right?
I see a shiny object I want to chase after.
Do you see how excited I get over things?
Yeah. So, and I'm like, so I guess that you're a hard yes and you're a hard no and I'm
in the middle.
Eh. So I guess we have to fall.
We'll go with
is
eh.
there an eh?
There is
eh
an
eh. Should
oh,
be the
beautiful.
Middle option,
I guess,
actually.
I guess uncertain is
eh.
Yeah.
The eh.
Yeah.
Okay.
When making a decision, you rely more on your feelings than on an analysis of the situation. That's
no,
a hard no for
I
me.
I don't.
When making a decision?
Yeah. You rely more on your feelings than an intellectual analysis.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm.
You do rely on your feelings more, you're saying.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. I
mean, interesting.
Well, your feelings do have a role.
When my
that.
Gut says, hey, no, and my brain's going, oh, no, that sounds like a good idea, I go with my gut.
Well, that, again, though, that almost seems like an intellectual analysis, though. Mm.
It might
I mean?
Be.
Because I always look at it as like, hey, you know, your feelings are telling you something. It's important to acknowledge them and understand what they're saying. But at the same time, you can't go just based off that because, you know, there are things, you know, you might have a gut reaction that tells you to be afraid. And it's like, well, there's really no reason to be, you know what I mean? So,
and I have anxiety. So my gut is always saying everything is awful. So I can never, I can never go with my gut.
Okay.
Kara's insides are just constantly going, so, you can't really. You often think about humankind and its destiny.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're going hard yes on that.
Yeah, let's
one,
do it.
Yep.
Yeah. You believe the best decision is one which can be easily changed.
Yeah. Because change is good.
Well, I guess it would kind of depend on if you find out that it's was the wrong decision.
Right.
Being able to correct something is always better than being stuck with, you know, something that's not mutable.
Yeah.
You often ponder the root cause of phenomena and things.
Yeah, I do.
There's a sentence for you. I do, too.
I do, definitely.
Sometimes. Not a lot, though.
We'll go with the small yes.
Small yes. Small
yes. You prefer to act immediately rather than speculate about various options.
No.
No, I speculate.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely. You trust reason rather than feelings.
Well, I already said yes, basically.
It's kind of like
that.
The earlier one, right?
Yeah.
It's double-checking. Little trickster.
You are inclined to rely on more on improvisation than on prior planning.
I guess most of my life. I plan for lots of things and then stuff happens, and I got to improvise real fast.
Well, there's that. And there's also like, I mean, if somebody, you know, if something better presents itself, I'm throwing the plan out the window.
Right.
If something comes up that like, wow, okay, well, that plan was great, but this is better.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the better option at all times. You spend your leisure time actively socializing with a group of people, attending parties, shopping, etc.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no. And Kara, we know that you sleep. and I don't get out much. So you usually plan your actions in advance.
Yeah,
I'd say so.
Your actions are frequently influenced by your emotions. We've already said no to that four times. You are a person somewhat reserved and distant in communication.
Yep.
Mickey,
thanks for staring at me.
I don't think so. I mean, like my closest, deepest things, yes, but I talk a lot.
We know.
Yeah.
We have lots of drops to prove it.
As we know.
We do know.
Yeah.
We know the know.
So,
I listen and talk when needed.
That's true.
Man, this is a long test. Holy crap, I didn't realize it was that
good
long.
Job, Kara.
I'm sorry. I didn't
know. I don't know.
So wait, so we're going no on that last one? You're a person somewhat reserved and distant?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You know how to put every minute of your time to good purpose.
No.
No. I waste a lot of time.
You often contemplate the complexity of life.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. After prolonged socializing, you feel you need to get away and be alone.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yes.
Hard yes.
You often do jobs in a hurry.
No.
Sometimes.
I do too sometimes. You easily see the general principle behind specific occurrences. I'd say yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I try to be empathetic and
understanding.
Know,
yeah.
You frequently and easily express your feelings and emotions.
Yep.
Yeah, we don't make it does.
I would say for me, more recently, yes. Like, I used to, like, bottle that stuff up and just force it down. But, you know, more recently, you know, I've learned to kind of...
Letting it slip out a little.
Yeah, I've learned to be a little bit more honest about those things. So, you find it difficult to speak loudly. No, not at all.
No.
If I need to yell, I'm yelling.
Yeah. We're good. We do not...
We're radio people.
Yeah,
of course,
really.
We don't have a problem speaking loudly. You get bored if you have to read theoretical books. I don't get bored when I have to read, like,
no. I read anything. I'm not bored. I enjoy it.
You need to sympathize with... You tend to sympathize with other people.
Yeah.
I think I do, too.
And say, yeah. Yeah. You value justice higher than mercy. No.
No.
That's a hard no.
Yeah,
because
if you give second chances and whatnot to people, that's basically,
Yeah, forgiveness is one of the hallmarks of civilization. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, arbitrarily punishing anybody who does something wrong. You rapidly get involved in the social life of a new workplace.
No, definitely not.
I never get involved in the social life of a workplace, period.
Yeah.
Cannot be bothered.
Nope.
The more people you speak to, the better you feel. That's uncertain for me.
Yeah.
You tend to rely on your experience rather than on theoretical alternatives.
Like 60-40?
Yeah, right. A little yes on that.
Yeah.
One.
A little yes.
As a rule, you proceed only when you have a clear and detailed plan.
No.
You easily empathize with the concerns of other people.
Yeah, I think I have a lot of empathy.
Sometimes. It depends on the customer.
Guess, yeah. Sure. Often you prefer to read a book than go to a party.
Yeah.
If that's the only option, yes.
Either read a book or go to the party, yeah. I don't know. I like going to and socializing, you know. When with a group of people, you enjoy being directly involved and being at the center of attention.
No.
Walls.
You are more inclined to experiment than to follow familiar approaches.
Oh, I experiment all the time.
No, I don't.
You play it safe?
I play it safe. Almost all the time.
We'll go with uncertain because it's hit or miss with me. You are strongly touched by the stories about people's troubles.
Yeah.
Like sometimes.
Medium touch.
A lot of times.
Medium touch.
Medium touch. Yeah. We'll say uncertain on that too. Deadlines seem to you to be of relative rather than absolute importance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There are 20 more questions,
what?
So we're not going to be able to finish all of them.
That's really long.
This is interesting. I'm eager to see where it's going. So what we'll do is we will share these results to social media.
Yep.
And we'll finish this off, Mike. And you, like I said, you can do the same. Freaks@freakaccident.com. Let us know what you got. Because right now, we got to get to figure out the fall premieres before we run out of time. It's on next on A Freak Accident.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter @AFreakAccident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
It's time again for America's favorite game show, Figure Out the Fall Premieres. And here's your host, Lazy Mick E.
Well, that's not correct at all. Lazy Mick E is not here. I am happy Chris Gogan Jr. welcoming you to another fun edition of Figure Out the Fall Premieres. I'm just kidding. I'm not doing that voice the entire time.
Oh, I thought
that would be insane. I'm just going to do it normally. Because I also don't want to steal the thunder of Lazy Mick E. Because I feel like that's just a mountaintop that cannot be ascended to, and it would be foolish of me to even attempt to try.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to stick with just normal, normal, everyday Crisco hosting Figure Out the Fall Premieres.
Boring.
But we have two contestants.
Oh, yeah.
We have Kara and Mickey, introducing them one at a time, which is probably what I should have done before I said their names. So she's been called Cookie Cutter. Not because she's generic, but because she's a cookie that will cut you.
Ooh.
It's Kara. Yeah.
Thought it was a cinnamon roll.
A cinnamon roll, yeah.
Cinnamon roll,
whatever.
Cookie. Yeah, it could be any one of those things.
Fine.
And then we've got somebody who would prefer never to have to speak. She would communicate purely telepathically, if possible. Unfortunately, her microbrain could never allow that to happen. It's Mickey.
And last week I was 900 pounds.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You were last week.
Wow, there's so much happening over there.
Teeny tiny brain. Yeah, you're really a juxtaposition. So how this game works, in case this is the first time that you're finding out about it or hearing it even, maybe this is the first episode of the show you've ever listened to, what we do is we give the contestants the name of a new show coming to one of the major networks this fall. Mm-hmm. And it is the contestants' job to try and figure out what the show's about just based on the show's title. Figure out the fall premieres. We're going to ABC. That is the network that we're focusing on this week on the show.
One, two, three.
I know.
Contestants, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Cool and the Gang was backstage, and they said Mickey's going first.
Great.
So here we go. The first show coming to ABC this fall is Queens. Mickey, figure out the fall premiere.
Queens?
Queens.
Really? It's probably about New York City. Like Queens in New York City.
How? Oh. Completely uninspired.
Kara. I got nothing else.
It's a drag show.
That was my other option.
So you're going with drag?
Yeah. Why not? Sounds fun. It's about, a drag show that competes in Queens, New York for a Ooh. Queen crown.
So it's Queens in Queens competing to see who's the queen of the Queens in Queens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Sweet. A good show.
All right.
It's going to be good.
That's an Oreo of Queens. It is. I like it. Unfortunately, you're both completely wrong.
Oh.
It follows four women estranged and out of touch in their 40s who reunite for the chance to recapture their fame and regain the swagger they had as the, quote, nasty bitches.
Oh, gosh.
Their 90s group that made them legends in the hip hop world.
Oh.
So Mickey might actually be right, and it might take place in Queens. But even so, you're wrong for being completely uninspired in your answer.
Yeah, well.
Moving on.
Uninspired TV show.
Kara.
Yes.
The next fall premiere for you to figure out is Abbott Elementary.
Oh, Abbott Elementary is a show that is about a detective named Abbott. And he also is a teacher at a school.
I'm so glad that her cadence picked up there. I was really, I'm like, this is, well, this
I needed
is
a second to going it out.
To be the longest answer ever.
Now I forgot what it was.
Anyway,
it's about a detective named Abbott who also teaches at a school, and he's trying to solve a crime at the school, and that's the whole thing, I guess, over and over again. Like a historical crime.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. Like Sherlock Holmes.
I was just going to say, is this like Sherlock Holmes because it's elementary?
My dear Watson. Ha ha. Okay, sorry.
Mickey, Abbott Elementary, what's it about?
Now I got that stuck in my
head.
See? Great.
It's a great idea. It's for sale, ABC. everything's for sale.
I got nothing. I really. I got Sherlock Holmes stuck in the brain now.
Elementary, my dear Watson. In this workplace comedy, a group of dedicated, passionate teachers and a slightly tone-deaf principal are brought together in a Philadelphia public school where, despite the odds stacked against them, they are determined to help their students succeed in life.
My idea's better.
Hmm.
Call me ABC.
Yeah, you like how I do the hack radio voice whenever I'm reading the stupid descriptions of these shows?
Just like it probably does on TV.
Just a reminder, figure out the fall premieres. Somebody's got to keep the lights on. Mm-hmm. We got to pay for ads. We got sponsors.
Yep.
Keep this show up and running.
That's right.
Our sponsor this week, streaming services.
Oh.
Not one in particular, just all of them. Because why pay for one service when you can pay for 500? Remember when everybody cut the cord so that they only had to go to pay one thing, and now you know we've got 5 billion streaming services.
Yeah, now you have a $300 bill instead of a $100 bill. Yeah.
Right.
Good job, guys.
So nice smart. In theory. The next show, Mickey, on Figure Out the Fall premiere is coming to ABC this fall.
Be
is
terrible.
Maggie.
It's about a dog.
Oh,
name Maggie.
I love that. Is it a talking dog?
Of course it is.
Yes.
What does the dog do in the show? Just dog
goes things? On adventures.
Oh, adventures specifically.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love
doggy
that.
Adventures.
I love that idea.
Kara, what's Maggie about?
Maggie is about.
She's so mad at you
because it's a really good. I really
we both
cute,
have the same
I know. I thought it has the dog name too.
Is it a golden doodle? I hope it's a golden doodle.
Is it a girlfriend for Timmy?
It probably is.
This is actually our last show by the way.
All right. Maggie is about a department store clerk who falls in love with a
dog.
No. oh my God.
They're just trying to infect each other's brains.
Mannequin
now.
With a mannequin
that
comes
God,
that to
road.
Life when the store closes.
What movie was that?
Mannequin.
Okay.
And the mannequin's name is Maggiekin.
Maggiekin, the mannequin.
So.
I broke my brain.
Well, once again, both of you are wrong.
Shocker.
Maggie follows a young woman trying to cope with life as a psychic. Maggie regularly sees the future of her friends, parents, clients, and even random strangers on the street. But when she suddenly sees a glimpse of her own future, Maggie is forced to start living in her own present.
Whatever.
Boring.
That really does sound boring. Mm-hmm. All of those shows sound terrible. I have not heard so far one show on Figure Out the Fall Premieres that I have even a remote sent.
No.
You know.
They need to hire new people to write the descriptions of these shows because they might be good shows.
Or just write better shows. These all sound awful.
I know.
What was that one about the mud pit that opens up in Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah. La Brea.
Yeah, right. Somehow she remembers that. Imagine that.
Because it was ridiculous.
Yeah, it made no sense.
But anyway, that's the end of this game. The winner of Figure Out the Fall Premieres is Lazy Mickey!
And that was another fun edition of Figure Out the Fall Premieres.
Come back, please. I don't feel like I was good at this.
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
There it is.
Alien and Farm Baby.
Wow.
Mickey even said she forgot about this song. This is 10 kind of interesting little factoids about movies and things that happen during their production. The full list is at BuzzFeed.com, so you can go and read a ton more. But these 10 were selectively chosen just, I guess, for their, you know, the fact that these are films people will know. Mm. You know, these are things people may be able to identify. Number 10, for instance, in This Is the End, which was a movie, came out.
It was terrible.
It was awful. I seem
to remember. Did I see this movie? I don't even know if I saw this movie.
Michael Cera was in it. It starred, like, Seth Rogen was in it, too, wasn't he? It was, like, about, like, a bunch of, like, celebrities were trapped at the end of the world or something. They were stuck together in, like, a celebrity party or something like that. But anyway, Michael Cera asked Rihanna if he could slap her butt in the movie. She agreed as long as she could slap him harder in the face.
Nice.
Tit for tat. There's a trade-off there. When filming Troy.
Wait, sorry. Cheek for cheek.
Okay.
I had to. It was right there.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
When filming Troy, Brad Pitt and Eric Bana agreed to pay the other for every accidental hit during their duel.
Mm.
Brad had to pay Eric $750.
Oh, my gosh.
Brad got paid $200.
Oh, he lucked out.
Did. Up next, Drew Barrymore accidentally called 911 multiple times while filming the opening scene in Scream.
Really? Whoops.
I wonder if it's just because she was, like, just that ditzy or if, like, the actual scene was
She was actually doing it, so...
Was it a working phone?
Apparently it must have been, yeah. Because she was accidentally calling 911. That's pretty amusing. The behavior of the dragon Toothless in How to Train Your Dragon was inspired by one of the animator's cats. It was just funny because, like, even there's a TV show, I think, that ties into that movie. It was on the one day, and Hello Nurse made the comment. She's like, that dragon acts an awful lot like a cat.
Ah.
And it looks like a cat, too. And I'm like, yeah, the only thing that could make dragons more terrifying, fire-breathing, flying beasts are also giant cats that are just out to knock all your stuff off the tables. Tom Hanks's brother Jim had to step in as his stunt double in Forrest Gump when the other stunt doubles were failing to recreate his awkward jog. They called it a, quote, stupid Hanks thing. Sometimes, yeah, you just have, like, those things that are so intrinsic, they just can't be duplicated. Jim Carrey was bitten so many times by penguins during Mr. Popper's Penguins that a funny disclaimer was added to the end credits. It said, quote, no penguins were harmed in the making of this film. Jim Carrey, on the other hand, was bitten mercilessly, but he had it coming.
Yeah. That's cute.
In Clueless, Brittany Murphy's character says, you're a virgin who can't drive. In a later interview, Brittany said she was actually a virgin who couldn't drive.
Oh my gosh. That's interesting. Ironic.
Yeah. A little bit of self-deprecating.
Yeah.
You know. Some of the best insults are ones that also turn the lens back upon ourselves, after all. In Baby Driver, the director wanted the bank robbers to wear masks of Michael Myers from Halloween. they couldn't get the rights because that's copyrighted. You know, wouldn't be able to appear in another movie. So they used masks of Mike Myers.
Oh, jeez.
With his permission, of course.
That's funny. I like that.
I don't think I ever saw Baby Driver. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Baby. Was that a couple years ago, I think?
I don't
remember it. That's fairly new, I want to say. I could be totally wrong. The costume designer for Pirates of the Caribbean had to start making Johnny Depp's pirate hats out of rubber because he kept losing the leather ones overboard.
Oh.
And leather does not float. Rubber does.
Ah.
Yeah, leather's also way more expensive.
Yeah, so after a while of him blowing the budget on hats, they were probably like, yeah, you know what? You're getting fake hats from now on. We're not
putting little floaties in them.
Yeah.
Like a rubber ducky.
And finally, number one, do you remember in The Dark Knight when Heath Ledger, he kept licking his lips as the Joker? It was like really unsettling and like disturbing. Well, it turns out that's because he was trying to keep his prosthetic scars on.
Oh my gosh.
It was a thing he would do to keep the scars on, and it just became such a habit that it ended up becoming part of his character.
Wow. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I just tried it.
Yeah. It was like me trying to keep the mustache hairs out of my mouth when I still had the mustache. It's like eventually I just turn into a weird licky tongue kind of goofball. But yeah, those are all very, very interesting. And again, that full list is available at BuzzFeed.com. Now, up next, we're going to end the show with that guy giving his resignation in a hilarious way. We've got the audio, and we'll play it.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
Have you ever resigned from a job with extreme prejudice?
Can't say I have.
No? Like, there hasn't been a job that you've worked where, like, you've taken an extra step to really make your resignation stick in everybody's memory?
Yeah. Not, like, in that sense.
One of the best ones I ever saw was this guy. He hired an entire marching band. And he marched through the office, and he was, like, at the front, like, twirling a baton, and he was just going, like, I quit! This is it! This is my last day!
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And the band followed him through the office and played music. And he walked in, he screamed, I quit, and then he walked right back out, and they just followed him in and out of the building. I was like, that's pretty good. But this might be up there next to that one.
Okay.
A guy who wanted to quit his job at a Tesco store in England, I guess that's like a Walmart over there maybe, was told he needed to issue a formal resignation letter.
Okay.
Which most jobs ask for, I think. I don't know how often people actually still write resignation letters. So he went next level, though, because apparently he really did not enjoy working here. Mm-hmm. He suited up and stood on a footstool inside the store and had a reader recite the formal letter to his boss.
Oh.
So I guess like a town crier type thing. So here we actually have the audio of this.
My formal resignation.
I shall read it for you, sir.
To whomever it may concern, I write this letter from a place of sorrow and regret. These 6 long, arduous years have caused me to grow quite weary. My knees have grown weak, and the crease on my elbows have completed. Sir John, you recognize my true potential. My final thanks goes to Steve, the emperor of this fine establishment. I finish this letter with many thanks to my former comrades, and I hereby submit my formal resignation.
It's very formal and even better with the accent.
Yes.
You can almost barely understand what he's saying. Mm-hmm. That was like a thick English accent.
Yes, yeah.
But that is still amusing. I would like, you can do something like that. It would be great, like, if you got, like, a radio DJ or something to read your resignation online. You just walk into your boss's office with a boombox and be like, hey, have you listened to this station at all recently? I really think you should.
A surefire way to burn some bridges.
It is.
That's the thing. If you have no intention of going back to that place, though, right. I mean, and honestly, there are places that I've worked. I know they say never burn your bridges.
Right.
But there are places I've worked where I would
not. You need to burn the bridge.
I would not ever go back. And I'll be honest with you, too. They always say, well, you don't know. Even if you don't go back there, you never know when you might come across those people again. I don't want to work with those people. So wherever I'm going, if they're there, I don't want to be there. I'm okay with burning that bridge.
Sure.
I'm all right with it. Don't need it.
Yeah.
Don't want it. I'm totally fine with it. But that wraps up this episode of A Freak Accident. I might as well do it.
You
this
should,
because
I did
guess,
it last
right?
week, and no thanks.
How's your heart rate?
My heart rate right now, I was just checking it.
It's through the roof. She's so excited.
It's 75 and rising.
Yeah, well, because she thought I was going to pick her to do
that. I do. I do get really nervous about it.
Anyway, our show obviously is called A Freak Accident, and our website is called the same thing, hey. AfreakAccident.com. We make it super easy on you.
A freak accident.
If you go to the website, though, click podcast. We have an archive there of every show we've ever done, close to 300 episodes at this point.
Whoa, baby.
We have also there links to different places where you can stream, download, and subscribe to the show. More on that in a minute. You can also click connect on the menu bar. And that will take you to a place where we've got links to all of our social media profiles so you can come interact with us when we're not on the show. You can click shop. What are you going to say?
It's TikTok on there yet?
No, it's not, Mickey.
I knew you were going to say that.
You can visit the shop. We've got a t-shirt there, the officially licensed A Freak Accident t-shirt. It's got a pretty cool design on it, and it's only $19.99 plus shipping. There's also a form there for you to request free stickers that we will send to you at no cost to you. So you can request that. And the most important thing, obviously, for this show, for any podcast, is getting subscribers. So wherever you listen to podcasts, subscribe to our show. Obviously, we want you to do that. And we also want you to leave a good review as well, because the more good reviews shows have, the more higher standing that they have amongst shows with similar subscriber counts. So,
and the more listeners we have, the farther we go. So share us with your friends.
Yeah, the cooler things we can pull off, you know, if we have more people listening. So yeah, share us, subscribe, leave good reviews, visit the website, and send an email if you'd like to. freaks@afreakaccident.com. What?
So this entire time I've been thinking about how we're going to do this ending here, and I'm a little nervous. I'm afraid I'm going to mess it up.
We've done it before.
I know, but my brain's not working.
We
today.
Just end the show.
Goodbye.
It's not hard.
Next week on the show, I believe we have one final edition to figure out the fall premieres. And also something guys do that women should not.
Oh, I know what it is, and I already know. I know I do it.
Number four.
Going to be bad.
Will make you lose sleep.
Uh-oh. Wait, what?
I have no idea.
Live in fear, Kara. Thank you for listening, though. Lazy E will be back next week as well, and so will we with another brand new episode. So we will catch you then. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you...
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Yeah!
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.